have from an anasosoi. If you stam live with a lady, you didn't marry her, she's not your wife. You just live with a lady and you made her pregnant, and then she had a daughter. The shaila is, if the father lives with such a daughter, is he chayiv misa or not? That's a machlokes. Because the shaila, where to learn it out from? The Yomar Rava, Rava says, Omale Rav Yitzchak bar Avadimi, Asya heina heina, Asya zima zima. Like you need a whole limud. The Torah doesn't say it clearly, that bitoy manasosoy yichayiv. So it could be that this Zakin Mamre says, she's mutter to you, you're not chayiv koris. And the Bezna Golda Paskins know that Bita Manasosi is Chayiv Koros. So if you go back home and you Paskin such a din, for that you Chayiv Misa. That's called the din, the Shailin din, Nageita Koros. So Rashi, the high din means Yafinan. There's a din of how do we learn how to serve Misa. So the Bezna will say, yes, Bita Manasosi is Zosa, and he'll go back home and Paskin, she's Mutter, for that is Chayiv Misa. Then the pasuk says bein dam ledam, so we dash in it means bein dam nida, dam leda, and dam ziva. Now what's the machlokes in each case? Dam nida could be the plukta akavya be malal of rabbonin. This could be told the machlokes. We have a machlokes akavya the rabbonin. The tznam would look like this: dam hayorik. Let's say an isha sees green blood, her period comes out green. Is she tummy or not? Machlokes. Akavya ben malal el metame, yes. Even though it's a green color, he holds green color is also called dam nida. The chachomim metame chachomim say no. Dam is red or black, not green. That's what we paskin. If you have a green stain, she's tall. So it could be like this, that the bed nagodo paskins one way, and he goes back home and paskins the other way. So it's a shalom whether she is in either or not. And that's a shalom of koros. So that would be chayiv misa. Dam leida, where is the machlekes by dam leida? So the after Nisha gives birth, that we say the blood she sees, then it depends. For the first, by Nida, by a Nikeva, the first 14 days she's Tamei, and then the next 44 days she's Tor. More than that, yeah. So, then, dam leida, the plukta, the Rav Levi. The if they know like this, Rav says, Mayin Echadu. That the Torah says, let's say by Zohar, that the first 7 days she's Tamei, and then the next 33 days she's Tor. So what's the pshat? The flow of blood, so Rav says it comes out from the same place. There's one mayim, there's one makor, there's one well there. HaTorah Timosai, when the blood starts coming out the first 7 days after she gave birth to a Zohar, that dam, the Torah says she's Tamei Midiraisa, the HaTorah Tirosai. But after 7 days Midiraisa, she can go to the mikvah, and she's mutter labayla. Even though she continuously sees blood the next 33 days, still midiraisa she's tor. That's called dam tor. That's Rav Svara. That's one mayan. Just the Torah changes the halachas. That the first 7 days, that dam is tor. And the next 33 days, the dam is tor. First one's tummy, then tor. That's Rav Shita. Levi Yomino. Levi says, you should know, shnei mayonasein. There are two different mayonas, two different wells there. There are two different occurs. Nista matame, the first 7 days the dam comes out from one place, one mayan. Now when that stops, then the eighth day, if she sees then, we say, nifta chator. It opens up the second mayan, the second place opens up, the dam comes out. Nista mator, at the end of 33 days, then we say that mayan closes up, and nifta chatame, that's what Levi says. And what's a nafkamina? The Gemara there explains a nafkamina is, let's say the flow comes straight, steady, from the seventh day into the eighth day. There's no stop. It's the same flow of dam. So according to Rav, the dam would be tummy. Because even though it's the same flow, the Torah says on the eighth day she's Torah. But according to Levi, it's two different mayonis. The first mayon has to stop. See that there's a steady flow, the first mayon did not stop. So therefore, if the first flow of dam is coming out the whole seventh day, and it goes into the eighth day, she'll still be tummy. Because that comes from the mayin atame. So it's an afkamina if the dam coming out on the eighth day is tor or tummy. So that's the machlekes, Bez Nagodo, and this Zakim Amri. That's also to a chiyiv misa, therefore it's his chayiv misa.
Here, dam ziva, where is the machlekes about dam ziva? Again, dam ziva is during these 11 days. After Nisha saw a period, then 7 days later she's still nida. after those 7 days, now the next 11 days, if she sees 3 days straight, she becomes a Zava. What's the machlokes? Look to the Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yeshua. That's now we learn like this. Kishusa shloishi yomim v'toich echad asar yom. Kishusa means she has labor pains. She's about to give birth. And the halacha is, dam ziva yoni tamei if the dam comes out by itself. But if something causes her to see, she doesn't become a Zava. Like if she's giving birth, and the baby causes her to see dam, even though it's during the 11 days, she doesn't become a Zava. Dam Zava is only tummy that comes out by itself. So here the question was, she had hard labor pains. Kishasa, she had hard pains. Shleshu Yomim, 3 days, B'toich Echad Asa Yom. And she saw dam those 3 days. Now, and then she gave birth. So the question is, do we say the baby is what caused that blood or not? So it depends. In Shavsa Mi'eis, if she calmed down, the pains went away for 24 hours, the yolda, then she gave birth, harezi yolenis bezoiv. We say yes, the 3 days that she saw dam before does not have to do with the baby, because the pains calmed down. So it's not the labor that's causing it, stam she's a zova. So then she's tummy. Divrei Rebbe Elazar, these are words of Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Yeshua Oimer, no, laila b'yom. It's not totally in the 24-hour period, but it has to be that she waited one whole night and one whole day. Kilel Shabbos v'yomai. Like a Shabbos like Shabbos. Shabbos starts at night and during the daytime. In other words, she's only a Ptur if a whole night went by and a whole day. But that can be sometimes more than 24 hours. Because if she started to see in the middle of the night, so she doesn't have the whole night. She has to have to wait the next day, the next night, and then first. So it's a little bit longer. Yeah. Kolel Shabbos v'yomai. She sasa min atzar v'lo min adam. That means that she stopped from her pain. The pain stopped. If her pain, the labor pains, went away for this period of time, then we say the blood that came out was not because of the labor, was not because of the baby, but it was her own dam zova. Therefore she's tummy. So again, it's a machlokes, when does she become tummy? This could be a shalom lezaki mamri. Then we dashin bein din ledin. What does that mean? Dine mamnis, dine nefosha, dine makis. So the question is, dine mamnis, what does dine mamnis have to do with the chi of chorus? Dine mamnis is the chai of a pot of money. What does that have to do with the chi of chorus? The plukta de shmuel remavua. The yama shmuel shnayim shadonu dineim din. If two people pass in the shayla, it's called a din. El shenikro bezdin chotzuf. They've not called the din. So what would this have to do with the chiv misa though? So Rashi says like this: if Bezdin paskin that the person's chayav to pay you money, so he paid you money, and with this money now you went and married what you married your wife. So shalom is the kedushin chal or not? If it's not your money, the kedushin is not chal. So it could come out then that someone else lived with her. She's meshesish, not a meshesish. It could come out the shalom is when she's meshesish or not. So dini mamnis has to do with dini koros. If Bezdin paskin that the person should pay you money, and really you don't deserve the money, so it's not your money. So when you marry your wife with it, the kedushin is not chal. So it comes out, but come out big shalos whether she's meshesish or not. So by dini mamnis you can also have a shalom dini koros. Yeah. So current things come on anything you can have. Yeah. Right. Dini nefashos. Where's the machlokes dini nefashos? The plukta the Rebbe v'Rabbanan. Titania, Rebbe Yoimer v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh mamin. Means you only have to pay money. The Rashi's the miskavim horegezer v'horegezer. The question is, where again you're fighting with your friend, and an isha raw pregnant lady came there, and you punched her. You didn't have intentions of punching her. You had intentions of punching your friend, and by mistake you punched her. So the pasuk says nefesh tachas nefesh. So what does it mean? Does it mean we kill you? Or does it mean you only have to pay money? That's the machlokes. Rebbe Yoimer v'nosato nefesh tachas nefesh. Mamin. Ah, Toim, you're telling me mamon. Or Yoimer v'nosato nefesh. Yoimer means we kill you. Mamish. Nema nesina l'mala. V'nema nesina l'mato. Malahal and mamon means money. Afkan mamon only means money. So there's a shayla that one says yichayiv misa, one says yon yichayiv mamon. If there's no paskin yichayiv misa, and you go back home and you learn that Yoni Chayiv Mamun, that's a case of Zdoyne Koris that we kill you. Dine Makis, Beplukta Rebbe Shmuel Rabbonin. Tetnan, Makis Begimel. To give Makis is enough for Bezna 3. Mishima Bishmel Amru, Bechav Gimel. No, you have to have a Bezna 23. And again, Rashi explains, interesting. If you only have to have a Bezna of 23, so let's say there's only a Bezna of 3, and they pass him to give Malkus, they're over Lav. You have no right to give Malkus. Comes out you're a Mazik. You'll have to pay money. So you have to pay money, the question of that money really belongs to you or not. And then you'll be Mekadosh an issue with it. So if the money really belongs to you, the Kedushin is Chal. If the money does not really belong to you, on the side to say no, the Psak was a good Psak, you deserve to have Malkus, the money's not your money. The money's not your money then, because they have a right to hit you. So again, a Shiloh of Malkus could come out to whether they have to pay you back for the damage they did to you or not. So the question of the money belongs to you or not, and with that money, if you be Mekadosh an Isha, there'll be a Shiloh of the Kedushin is Chal. Now, Bei Nega Le Nega. Another machloekis says with nega nega. What does that mean? They nige yodom, nige batim, nige begodim. Now where are the machloekis in? Nige yodom applied to the Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbonin. This man we learned. In Baharis kademis l'ser halavon, if the white spot comes first, before the hair turns white, tome. In Sa'alavon kademis l'baharis, but let's say the hair turns white first, before the white spot, tore. What's going to be those suffix? We don't know which one came first. Did the white spot come first? Or did the hair turn white first? So Tomei, Minasaf HaGosim, he says Tomei, Yabishua Minal Keya, my Keya, Omar Rava, Keya Tor, that Rabbi Shua says no, that we have a suffix. Which one came first? It's Tor. Seat Naf Kamino, again, whether the person is Tor or Tomei. What does this have to do with the Chiv Koros? Here could be a case also whether he's chayiv misr or not. If his tummy goes into the Beis Hamikdash, whether he's chayiv misr or not. Now, silver tummy. Nigay batim, where's the machlekes by a nega in the house? The plukta, the Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, Rabbonin. This now we had this before. Rebbe Lezer, Shimon Omer. Li'oila meina bayis tummy. According to him, there was never a nega bayis. Why? Because the bias does not become tamei ad until sheyira kishnei grisim. You have to see the size of two beans al shtei avonim on two different stones b'shnei k'solim on two different walls of the house b'keren zovis exact corner. It has to be in the corner of the house and two opposite stones one next to another. Orkei kishnei grisim has to be the length of two grisim for rech by its width kigris like one gris. So that's very not shchiach. Periyos, that's the only time the house becomes tamei. And the other ones hold no. So it could be a machlekes again, whether the bias is tamei or not, the nafkamina is, if he goes into the Beis Hamikdash. My time with the Rebbe Lezer, what's Rebbe Lezer's time? My time with Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon. Ksiv, the pasuk says kir, or ksiv kirois. It says two psukim. Kir and kiros, a wall, and two walls. So Isaiah kir, where's there a wall? Shul kikiros, that's like two walls. It means in a corner. In a corner, just opposite one the other, it come out looks like one, but really it's two. That's the only time the Torah says Yichayiv, Yitomei, by Nigel Batim. So again, one said he's Tomei, one said he's Tor, and this person went into the Beis Hamikdash, so it's a shell of Yichayiv Misanat. Nigel Begodim, the Plukta, the Rabbi Yonasan, Ben of Thomas Rabbonin, the Tani we learned. Rabbi Yonasan ben Aftumus Omer, Minayim